Well, as we continue in Hebrews, we come to a fascinating part of a fascinating book where we have this list of all kinds of people. Some we know, some we've heard of course. Samson, everybody's heard of Samson, whether they know it's in the Bible or not. David, Samuel, and others. And then if we have paid attention when we've been reading the Old Testament, we know who Gideon and Barak are and these people. And then we have this long list of people that aren't even named. Just judges and prophets and people who have been singled out to do important things and have continued to the end. And we wonder why, perhaps. Well, the key, if you will, is in chapter 12, in the first verse. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Perseverance is an interesting thing. Sometimes it's called grit, called all kinds of things. But what it comes down to is perseverance is keeping going. We persevere till we get to the end. Sometimes that's really easy, to the point where perseverance really isn't used for he persevered from here to the back of the church to shake hands. That's a misuse of the word perseverance. Well, at least now that I can walk properly, it's just not an issue. Perseverance is more than that. Perseverance is when we keep going, even when perhaps we don't want to, perhaps even when other people don't want us to. Perseverance is what we do when it's hard. Why? Why do we do things that are hard? Why don't we just not do them? I mean, there's lots of hard things that we don't do. It's hard to hit yourself in the head with a hammer, so we don't do that. So the issue isn't that we just find hard things or difficult things or painful things and do them anyway. That's not the point. We persevere because we understand that there's something worth getting to at the end. And sometimes that takes work. Sometimes it takes more than work. Sometimes it takes a deep understanding that we are called to do something. Now, we might not know what all is involved in that, but that call, that understanding that this is something that we need to do is what keeps us moving, or at least part of what keeps us moving. And we look at these people who continued to do extraordinary things. People of Israel went through the Red Sea. It was people who, they walked around the walls of Jericho, putting up with the, no doubt, jeers and taunts of the people on the inside until things were accomplished. We see all of these things going on. And what we see also, the author of Hebrews says that some people didn't really see what they got to in the end. Why? Well, we do it because we know that it matters. We do it because it's something that needs to be done, not something that would just be convenient if it was accomplished, but something that actually needs to be done. Those are the things that we persevere in. Sometimes people talk about difficult jobs, difficult things to do, and you read about being a miner, which even now is still an extremely dangerous and hard job. You read about emergency room physicians who work long hours and all of these things. And I'm not dismissing for a moment that any of them are hard and you need to keep going. But when it comes for just sheer 24-hour difficulty of job, I'll put being a parent up against any of those because it never quits, really. Why do we keep going? Well, because we have to. Except we don't have to. For better or worse, we all know of, or maybe even know people who have walked away from the responsibility of being a parent. So we don't have to. There's no physical law that requires us to. Why do we do it? Because we see that this is what we need to do. And so we keep going, even when it's hard. Because it is hard. Even if your kids are normal, whatever normal is, even if your kids are well-behaved, it's still hard. Because you worry about them. You try to help them in ways that help them, but don't hinder them. You don't want to be one of those helicopter parents. Or what do they call them now? Snowplow parents. You heard of snowplow parents? These are parents who go ahead of their children, make sure they don't have anything to worry about. These are parents who will go to college admissions officers, not grade 8, not grade 4, college admissions officers, and explain why their child should be let in and try to, well, plow the road. It's hard on the kids when they do that. It happened to me a couple of times when I was a registrar, when I was talking to prospective students. It sort of worked out. Well, we evolved. We didn't carefully work it out, but we evolved a technique for dealing with this with my assistant, who I would get to come in and take the parents on a tour so I could actually hear the child talk, because the parents were doing all the answering because they wanted to make sure they gave them the right answer. It wasn't because the parents were bad. It's not because they're evil people. It's because they want the best. They want it all to work out. They want to keep going. Would it have been easier for them to simply drop their kid off and drive on? Well, they probably should have. Of course, it would be easier. But perseverance means doing things that are hard. It means keeping going. Well, but why would we? Part of it is because we believe in the goal. We may not see the goal. That's one of the ironies of parenting. Is that for most of the time, you're gone by the time your children are completing their task. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know because they've moved away. Sometimes you don't know because you're not alive anymore. You don't see the end, and the end isn't guaranteed, but you keep going anyway, even in the midst of rebellion, if your kids do that, as many do, even in the midst of difficulties with school and with friends and with jobs and all of those things. You keep going because you believe in the outcome, which is well-adjusted, happy, reasonably successful children. You keep going, not always because you know what the whole thing looks like, but because you know what you need to do next, at least most of the time. When I look at these people in Hebrews, and we see so many of them that obviously they weren't successful in the world's terms, shall we say. Things didn't work out, and they didn't know the end. They didn't know what their end was going to be, but they knew what they needed to do now. They needed to speak the word of God. They needed to confront power. They needed to take a stand about things. They didn't know what the outcome was going to be. That's the other part of perseverance, is that we do it even though we don't know it will work out. We don't do it if we know it won't work out. At least, I hope not. It's frequently attributed to Einstein. I don't know who actually said it, but insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different outcome. You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about continuing failing efforts that we know are going to fail and we know will never succeed. But perseverance isn't afraid to fail when trying to get to the next step. Whether it's parenting or in a job or in a volunteer situation, whether you're in a service group or a religious community, we continue to move forward because we have faith in what's going to be there at the end, whether we see it or not. It's hard for us to make plans. Well, it's hard for many of us to make plans at all, but it's very hard for us to make plans for things that we might not even benefit from. We find it incomprehensible that there are some organizations that have centuries of plans. Imagine that. Planning not just for the next quarter, not just for the next year or even the next few years, but planning what'll it be like in 100 years. Well, that takes perseverance to get there, and what it takes to make the perseverance work is what we talked about last week and what Hebrews talks about all over in this part. It takes faith. It takes faith to persevere. We might not use that language, but people have faith in themselves when they hit about, well, depending on who they are, when they hit mile 20 in a marathon. That's when you have faith that you can finish, because all the evidence suggests that you can't. So I've been told. I've never run a marathon. I probably never will. But I know some people who have, and often they talk about it's about there. It's not a little bit in. It's not even halfway through. It's when, what's that, about three quarters or so, and you're certain you simply can't make it. But they continue. Why? Not because of the evidence of what they feel. Some people have said, like, the last bit of a marathon is like intentionally trying to kill yourself just to get to the end of something. I can't imagine it's that bad, but apparently it is really unpleasant. But they keep going because they have faith in their training. They have faith in all these other things that say the reality that I'm experiencing right now isn't the only reality that is, and it's not enough to have me stop. And maybe that's what perseverance is as much as anything. It's a refusal to accept that what I am feeling now or what I think now is the only thing that can be felt or thought. And faith takes us beyond what we're feeling and thinking at this very moment and gives us whatever it is we need to continue on, to persevere. Jesus persevered. In this passage, he's called the author and perfecter of our faith, or lots of different translations use different things. And that puzzles me. And I don't think I've got all of it by any means, but I think one of the things that's there is that what we see in Jesus is the possibility of going from wherever you are to the end you're called to, even if it's not good to go through, even if it's not pleasant, even if it's terrible. And what we see in Jesus is we see the outcome of faith in a way that we don't always in other things. The resurrection of Jesus is the culmination, it's the guarantee that we all have that our faith in God is not misplaced, even if we don't see the end as Jesus did and as we do in his life. Because we look at those prophets, I think of Jeremiah, who was read for us today, who died in an exile he didn't choose, waiting for God to return in a way to make everything make sense. He didn't see it, but he kept going. Most of the prophets didn't see the outcome that they wanted. Jonah didn't. He even complained about it. But he still did what he was supposed to, eventually. Perseverance means keeping going. We're called to persevere. We see it in other places. Paul talks about it. We run the race before us. We keep going because we understand there is a finish line, even if it seems impossibly far away at the moment. The goal that we're working towards, we believe is something that God has put in front of us. And it's the faith that we have in God, the faith we have in God's faith in us, that God hasn't given us things that are impossible for us to do, but are possible as we work with God, that keeps us persevering through dark days, through difficulties. I've never had to walk around in the skin of a goat. I hope I never do. My own days have been dark enough, and I've kept going because of this sense that it will make sense. It's not hopeless. I don't move forward in fatalism, even if sometimes the only thing that keeps me going is this understanding that to God this makes sense, that God will bring good from it somehow. The fact that I can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And my faith in that is what keeps me going. We look to the end sometimes, because if we look right where we are, it might be enough to make us stop. It was Jesus who looked to the joy set before him and then endured the cross. The cross wasn't the joy. The cross was terrible. Even more terrible than we can imagine, because of the cultural connections with it were made it even worse than the physical pain. But Jesus looked past that to the joy that he knew was coming. And that gave him the strength, gave him everything he needed to endure or to persevere. That's how we do it too. We look past what's holding us up now, and we look to the hope that we have. Hope not in our own abilities, our own cleverness, our own talents, not even in the abilities and all of the with the people around us, but in our faith in God, who has said, I will be with you, who has said in different ways, this will make sense, that all good things come from God and God makes all things good. Some days that's enough. Some days that's all we have, to persevere, to keep going, no matter what. Faith gives us the power to keep driving through whatever it is that's in the way, because of whom we have faith in, God himself. Amen.